I was told every person experiences three deaths. The first is when the body stops working. The second is when you're sent to your grave. The third is in the future, when the last person who remembers you dies and speaks your name no more. My father has died twice, but still lives on in my heart. But this doesn't comfort me. I pressed my forehead against the cold glass as I stared out the car window. Trees and buildings whizzed by, sending a wave of nausea through my body. I inhaled deeply, pushing it back along with a deep ache of loss. No more late-night movies. No more corny jokes about how I'm not allowed to date. No more childhood home, as the car pulled onward to our new lives in Missouri with my aunt and uncle. A furry black blur dashed out from behind a billboard sign. Mom, watch out! The car lurched as Mom and Rose jumped from my outburst. Lila, what is it? I waited for the thump, but instead only heard the steady rhythm of tires on pavement. I whirled around, expecting to find a flattened animal out the back window, but nothing. Didn't you see it?
See what?
Rose asked, peeking out the back.
I think it was a cat or a dog. I don't see anything.
Rose turned back around. Her head was shaken as she nestled her earbuds into her ears. She thinks I'm making things up again. I know she thinks I'm being the dramatic, unreliable older sister. The sister she can't count on, who stirs up trouble and starts fires. But I didn't start the fire. No one believes me that I didn't do it. I was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. I tried to explain that to Mom and Rose, but they didn't believe me. But it's been that way ever since I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. When people know, they treat you differently, even your family.
Whatever it was, I missed it, Mom said.
Her eyes met mine in the rearview mirror.
Lila, are you okay?
I'm fine. She thought I made it up too.
Sure?
Mom, I'm fine, I said. Mom held up her hands.
Okay, okay.
The car went silent. Rose turned up her music, blocking me out. Mom gripped the steering wheel so tight her knuckles were white as sun-bleached driftwood. She mumbled to herself, sighed, and clicked on the car's blinker. It ticked loudly, announcing our descent onto the Parkville exit. The car turned down Main Street, lined with old Western-style brick buildings. Ancient homes perched on the bluffs and cliffs above the town. On the other side, a muddy, choppy river flowed a few hundred feet from the road.
This place hasn't changed much, Mom said.
Rose squirmed in the front seat as she stared wide-eyed out her window, her phone held up as always, recording a video.
I can't wait to do my documentary. I found out that this town has a ghost.
Well, there's a lot of history in this town, that's for sure.
Mom drove the car slowly up Main Street.
Too much history, she mumbled.
Mom caught her reflection in the rearview mirror and fixed her hair frantically. She had the same blonde hair as I did, but her eyes were a brighter green. Aunt Teresa and Uncle John are nice, but a little different. They're complete opposites. My aunt, a true Midwest lady who hugs, kisses everyone, and makes the best baked goods ever. My uncle, a rough, tattooed, bald biker who tells long stories about his good old days. We only saw them once a year, which was enough for me. Now I have to figure out how to live with them.